Good morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number for this is going to be 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Her boyfriend dumped her after she got breast implants. Okay, you're with somebody, you're dating them, and then that happens. Let me give you the backstory. This story was this girl. She's in her late 20s. She's always been flat-chested. She's always been insecure about it, got made fun of, but she's gotten through her whole life. She's had boyfriends on and off, but she says she finally has a boyfriend now that she really connects with, that really accepts her for who she is.
Doesn't sound like it.
Up until you said that, I thought you were talking about Alex. I'm just kidding.
No, I honestly gotta say that. What do you mean it doesn't sound like he doesn't accept her?
Because as soon as she changed a little thing about herself, he was like, I'm out. Because her body didn't look exactly how he wanted it to look. So her body mattered more than the connection that they had emotionally.
Okay, now here's the story. 833-JOE-ALEX, want you to join in here and see whose side are you on. Do you think the boyfriend has a point? This girl got the implants after her grandma passed away. She got a little bit of money. She didn't. She didn't talk to her boyfriend or any of that. I'm not saying she has to either. I'm not like, you have to get, can I have implants? I mean, that's your body. But she did it anyways. And he said, leading up to the breakup, because she didn't tell him like what happened. She's like, oh, I'm just going to be gone. I guess she didn't want to tell him he was going to get it done. So after she recovers and he's like, whoa, you're different. She went from like nothing to a B, so that is still different. He's like, well, I liked you just the way you were, like just how you were, how you are. And he thinks that she has an insecurity and she's got to love herself. And that's why he's like, I think we're just different people because I loved you how you were.
Well, you know what's funny? You said he loves her how she is.
He said, I'm saying he loved her how she was. Like he didn't care if she was big or small.
It's just, but she loves her, but she loves herself better with it.
Yeah, well, I it sounds like it. I'm not sure. Live the web, girl. You're about to have a seizure. Go ahead and talk.
I am about to have an aneurysm. This is so crazy. I 1,000% understand this guy, and I get this guy. You cannot be in a healthy and loving relationship until you love yourself fully. If you are looking elsewhere, and if you are looking to fix yourself on the outside to feel love for yourself and feel like you need to spend thousands of dollars and undergo surgery, something risky, to feel valuable or feel good about yourself, then you do not love yourself fully, and you are going to keep searching and searching and searching in out your outside appearance to find what's missing inside, and your outside appearance is never going to fill that void for you.
I agree with you a bit, but hold on there. Hold the clap. I'm actually almost going to agree with Alex, I think, for a second here. What's the difference, though? Because, for example, me, like, I never had braces. If you didn't know this, I have, like, veneers. Like, I have fake teeth up there. They don't look, like, crazy. And they're not, like, bling, bling, white. But the point is, they're nice and straight. They're really good. I don't think my wife would even talk to me if she would have seen my hillbilly teeth that I had before. I mean, I had some jacked up teeth. What's the difference between that? Because people get dental work done all the time to have their teeth. But now we're talking, oh, because you have boobs, that's totally different.
But that's the thing. I feel like she was struggling to love herself and accept herself. I don't like last-minute plastic surgery stories. Like, you wake up one Saturday, you're like, you know what? I'm going to get breast implants. I think probably you should wait a little bit on that. But, like, if it's something that's been bothering you your whole life, like years and years and years and years, and you're like, I know that this would make me feel more confident and happier, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, for me, so, like, I think the story is really interesting because it's actually... the idea of getting breast implants and stuff and plastic surgery in general is something that I talk to guys about before we ever date.
What do you bring up? Like, what do you say?
So I just tell them, I'm like, so what do you think about girls like who get breast implants? Like, you know, would that bother you? Does it bother you for a girl to like get fillers and Botox and like lip injections and stuff like that? Because I have a short-term plan. I'd like to do it this year. I have a short-term plan to get my breasts done. And then I also have a very short-term plan. Like next week, I'm getting fillers, Botox, and my lips done. So I always ask guys about that because that's something I want to do. And I'm like, look, if you're not going to be cool with it, then like, that's fine. She was wrong in that she did not tell him. Like, that's weird to me. There was already problems in the relationship if she didn't feel like she can come to him and tell him that she was getting a major surgery.
It's not like she needs permission, but I feel like you talk to your partner about that. Even if it's just your boyfriend, girlfriend, like you share those decisions in life. Not saying they sign off on it. When you're married, for sure, it's
got
to be a
team thing. It's just open communication. She should have been, like, why are you hiding it? She should have felt comfortable. Yeah. The fact that she didn't feel comfortable telling him that right there is a red flag that he wasn't the right person for her.
And side note too, Alex, we're all vetoing you getting breast implants because right now you already have like a lot of attitude. I'm not going to have you be confident walking around with boobs. No, thank you. I need something to keep you grounded. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. What did you want to say?
Hi, it's Megan. I just wanted to say that having plastic surgery of any kind is actually, you know, for anybody to do. It's there for cosmetic reasons, or in my case, it's there medically. I had C-section, and my husband still loves me, and it's hard to go, like, back and forth being like, you know, like, oh, I was once skinny and now I have a little pouch on my stomach area.
Yeah.
And I thought I wouldn't be loved by him anymore. And we had twins the first pregnancy, so that was a bit rough to get back from. And, you know, having plastic surgery doesn't make you, like, less valuable or that you don't love yourself. She was loving herself enough to go, like, hey, this is a surgery. I should be able to do this. This is my right, and I choose to do it. And if a guy breaks up with her because he liked her before and doesn't like her afterwards, then, yeah.
I agree
with Alex saying that he didn't like her for...
Well, hang on. Let's see what Liv the Web Girl wants to say to that.
I think putting that much value on your outside appearance is toxic because I think our society needs to focus on the character of the person and what they offer in that way and not focus on the outside shell. That goes with dating and that goes with everything. And I think it makes, I don't know. I think it kind of makes sense, no offense, that Alex wants a boob job and also in a relationship to even get into a relationship. She has all of these standards for guys of like what they want to look like. Like when you ask her her type, the first 10 or 5 qualities she lists off are physical.
Yeah, but none of them are breast implants. She wants to have them beard. None are breast implants.
She likes, well, right. But I just think it makes a lot of sense. And I feel like maybe that also she struggled finding a guy. You know, and it is hard for her to date. And I feel like maybe that's why, because she is putting so much weight on a physical and outside shell. And I just think it's toxic.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go real quick to Kayla. You are on the Joe and Alex show, and you're saying if this was the other way, we wouldn't even be talking about it. What do you mean?
I'm saying, what if she got a breast reduction? Like, people get breast reductions all the time for their health. I guarantee that it wouldn't be a problem then. So why is it a problem that she wanted to be better for herself and get a little bigger?
There is a difference between getting surgery done because there is actual a medical risk at hand. But also, I think that too, like if you take my mom, for instance, she could easily get a breast reduction because she does have back problems, but she doesn't because it's not to the point where it's hinging her life and struggling her life. So she's not going to tamper with God, with what God made for her and created. But now, if something is a medical issue that is like tampering with your health, then that's a different story.
I think that the health is understandable, but I just think people do it for appearance as well because it's not as attractive if you can't even move with big breasts. So
tell me about it, Kayla. I mean, you see me going doing my boxing stuff and I'm punching my boobs. Just it looks really awkward. Let's kick off with Lindsay and see what you think. Hey, Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning. So I completely agree with what was just said about if he left her, then he's the one that cares about the outward appearance. I also just don't think that it's right for us to be coming down on this girl when it's her money, it's her body. She can choose exactly what she wants to do with it. And why are we to say anything that that's wrong?
Do you think it was wrong that the guy dumped her then?
I think that there's more. I think we need to know the rest of the story. Who knows if they had talked about it previously and she brought it up and he was supportive, but he never thought that she would get it done.
It sounds like with this case here, Lindsay, thank you for the call. He, I don't know if they necessarily talked about it, but he accepted her the way that she was, and he just kind of feels like, all right, well, I don't know if I can be with a woman who doesn't love herself for who she is. At least that was his thought process. Sammy's on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Sammy, go ahead. Let us know what you think.
This is for Alex, and I was just going to say she should reconsider getting breast implants, because I've had them for 12 years, and I've been sick on and off for 3 years, and I didn't know why, and I discovered that there's a group on Facebook for breast implant illness.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of, there's like over 60,000 women that are in this group that have either, they call it explant. A lot of women, including famous women, are getting them removed because it's made them really sick. And this is for saline or silicone.
Wow, and that's interesting. So are you getting yours removed then because of that?
I will eventually. I can't say when because I don't know because it's expensive. But there's so much information in this group. And I didn't even know about this. I've been to the doctor for different things because I haven't felt good. And you know, nothing comes back that there's anything wrong with me. And then so I discovered this group
And that probably made you
so
feel
women
less
that
alone. Yeah.
From it.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. Hey, if you do end up getting rid of them or something like that, Alex, would you want to buy them like discounted, like used?
Yeah. I mean, like if you have just like, you know, an operation that you're running out of an alley, like a white van type of situation, like just let me know where you're parked. I mean, I'll just look you up on my Maps app.
Yeah. You'll get there in no time. You can have Pork Trap Uber you there. Courtney's on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Courtney, what did you want to say?
Hi. So, I just wanted to say that I actually kind of agree with the boyfriend. I'm actually in a same-sex relationship, so I was just kind of thinking that if my girlfriend got a boob job, I would actually be pretty disappointed. Just because, I mean, if you like her the way she is and the way that she looks, that, you know, if she went and got one, especially without telling me, I would be pretty disappointed that, you know, she changed the way she was, especially because if he likes the way she looks, I mean, I don't see why. It's so such a bad thing that, you know, he liked her the way she was before she changed.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. I don't know. It's a tough situation. Like, I feel like you would love somebody no matter what they do, like if you really love them in a relationship. At the same time, I don't know, like to break up with somebody. Like, I can't think of the equivalent asking you, Alex, if a guy did that, would you break up with him? Because there's not, that I am aware of, a lot of modification that a guy can do to his body.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, you know what? No girls would be complaining if their boyfriend came home and said, hey, baby, I got D enlargement.